Folks, let me give you some friendly advice. Do not be the creative who spends thousands and thousands of your hard-earned dollars on equipment each year without spending one penny on your marketing. If there's ever been a time to rise above the noise and do something just a little bit different to impress your leads and wow your clients, I would say now's that time. And my favorite way to do that is by leveraging print promotion using the photography that I am the most proud of. So our amazing friends at Bay Photo Lab have almost every product that you can think of, from magazines to photo books to promo cards that you can leave behind. And listen, if you just want something to dazzle your office or living space at home with, well, they have options for that too. You can get prints and wall displays from basically every style, from canvas to metal to acrylic. And the best part is you can get 25% off your first time order just by going to bayphoto.com, signing up today. They ship everywhere in the world, folks, and all their products look incredible. So do yourself a favor, start leaving an impact, whether it's for your personal memories at home or for your professional marketing at work. Bay Photo Lab, designed by photographers for photographers. What's up? You are listening to Entrepreneurs, a photography podcast designed to help you manifest your best creative life in self-employment. My name is Mike Thur, and I am your host. And on this show, you're going to hear practical perspectives on how to improve your freelancing journey. And beyond that, you're going to hear from other incredible creative professionals about their art, their business, and the lessons that have helped them grow. So thank you so much for joining me. Entrepreneurs starts right now. Hey, what is up? Welcome to the 119th episode of Entrepreneurs. My name is Michael Durr. I am your host. Happy to have you joining me today. If it's your first time tuning into the show, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. If you are a return listener, I am even more thrilled to have you back. Hopefully, I've done enough to earn your likes, your shares, reviews, subscriptions, all of that. And if not, that is totally okay too. Thank you at least for lending us a few minutes of your day. So let's get to it, folks. I was actually curious whether or not I should do an all-encompassing AI discussion for today, but instead I'm going to do that for another time. Honestly, this area of concern or intrigue, depending on how you view it, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So I do fully expect down the road to bring up AI conversations and insight a lot more frequently as I myself get more and more acclimated to it. But today, we're just going to be talking about one specific AI, which is called ChatGPT. Now, what is ChatGPT, you might be asking? I am sure you've probably heard of it by now. But just in case you haven't yet jumped into the deep end of the pool, here is the essence of what it is. It stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer, which is a deep learning model that uses a transformer architecture for natural language processing tasks. Now, what in the absolute hell does any of that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means, so I had to kind of dig into this, okay? In other words, it is a language model that generates human-like text responses. You input a question or a statement, and the AI will generate a response. That's essentially what it means. So, how can a tool such as this help me, a photographer? Surely, since it's a text-based AI, it's not going to create images for me. So where is the value? How do I know whether I can leverage this or not? And so that's what we're going to dive into today. So I'm going to give you three basic benefits that I have seen so far in ChatGPT. Benefit number one is customer service. All right, I'm talking basic email pitches, inquiries, responses, you know, all the things that photographers probably are notoriously terrible at. And certainly we have other skills. We're very quick thinkers on an assignment. It's that skill set that allows you to improvise when the light goes from good to terrible, or the venue is more challenging than you anticipated, or your best lens broke and you have to deal with whatever backup kit lens you have. These skill sets, visually, improvisationally, will help you navigate really tough situations, which is almost always going to come up at some point in your career. But when it comes to our words and our responses, most photographers may not be as quick. And even myself, who is a person that talks on a podcast oftentimes, most of my words are actually scripted. Not so much in the interviews, but in the short form educational platforms, I write down what I want to convey to you. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm actually reading bullet points overall, because that is how I eliminate all the empty filler words and the mumbling while I would be normally trying to find my thoughts. And instead, I write down my words to provide the maximum amount of value, or at least that is the intent. So when it comes to emailing a lead or a client and you're trying to provide them with your information, maybe it's your rates or your services or your delivery system, Maybe you're trying to explain to them how licensing works to somebody that doesn't even know what that is. Maybe you're trying to negotiate a fee or a term, and you want to come across as knowledgeable and articulate. I mean, hell, we're not writers here. You might need a lot of time to get back to someone just to craft the perfect response. But what do we potentially lose in taking that extra time, right? We might lose the professional connection, right? Maybe they think we don't care because it took us 3 days to respond. Obviously, we don't have the care level that they think we should have. Or maybe we lose the power of momentum. Simply put, people in business like to work with people who actually act fast, who respond on time, they answer questions quickly to the point. So my recommendation to you is if you struggle with writing the perfect pitch or simply responding to a lead on time with the appropriate information, go to ChatGPT, that is chat.openai.com, and type in something like, write me an email response to this question. You fill that question in and then see what pops up. You will actually be amazed how quickly the AI gets you in the ballpark. And if it's not to your liking, you can keep making adjustments to your request. For instance, you can type in, simplify this email response to three sentences or one sentence. Or you could say, make it more playful. Or you could say, use more plain language instead of professional language, right? The AI is going to respond and get you closer to what suits your style the best. Now, like every example I would give you, I do not recommend copying and pasting everything and just leaving it as that, okay? Maybe tweak a few things here and there, put your personal touch on it. It doesn't have to take 10 minutes, but you can do this in 90 seconds, depending on how fast you type. But you're leveraging ChatGPT to get you 90 to 95% of the way there. And then you fill in the rest. And that is going to save you a lot of time. And they also have an app now, so you can do this on your phone while you're at your kid's baseball game or soccer game, and you don't want to miss anything, right? It's giving you the power of speed and immediacy to respond to your leads, to your clients, to your partners, your employees, you name it, without you having to take as much time out of your day. Benefit number two revolves around legal documents and estimates, right? So if you've ever been asked to draft your own contract or provide one to someone for your services, you've likely gone into a little bit of panic mode. Because the reality is you don't know what you don't know. And even if you did know what you don't know, you wouldn't know how to write about what you don't know to make it seem like you do know. I mean, just that sentence in itself was confusing. So try making an ironclad legal document such as a model release or a property lease or a license agreement, a wedding contract, a second shooter contract, or even a commercial estimate, you name it. And furthermore, what if the client comes back to you asking for an amendment on this particular clause or a number of clauses? Do you know what to do with them? How long would that take you to provide a response? Do you have enough in your budget to hire an attorney to overlook this and make sure that it's exactly what you need to respond with? And ChatGPT is actually really good at getting you dialed in. So what might take an attorney 3 to 4 billable hours to make sure that your commercial contract is squared away will take 10 seconds. For ChatGPT to get you 90% there. And let's also not overlook the fact that if you don't understand half the words that are coming out in that AI response, you could simply ask it, what does this clause mean? What does liability or indemnification or jurisdiction really mean? You know, you can use ChatGPT simply as a way to edify yourself on the contract that you seek to produce. So I'm telling you, the time that I've wasted in my formative years on building estimates, contracts, even invoices, it's actually somewhat painful to reflect on. And even trying to shortcut it and find other templates out there online took a lot of time to research if that contract fit my needs and my budget. But today, I can decide in a matter of a couple of minutes, whatever it takes me to read what ChatGPT provides me, if I want to use what they give me, or if I want to ask it to regenerate and provide me something with more or less specificity. That is a tremendous blessing. My third and final benefit is copywriting. Okay, this is not applicable to every photographer. There are plenty of shooters out there who pay zero attention to copy and still do well for themselves. So it's not a requirement by any stretch, but it can be advantageous to any photographer who does use copy in their marketing or in their sales or in their content creation. So think about this. I've been very slowly building my wedding photography site for quite a while, thinking of how I'm going to put the appropriate copy on my front page, what information to put above the fold, which in today's context, if you don't know what that means, is simply before you have to scroll down. So kind of at the top of the page, how to construct a good bio page or a service page or a Q&A section, right? That's not just marketing. That's, in my opinion, essential business for your website. And like I mentioned in benefit number one about customer service and how most of us probably suck at writing, or at least aren't proficient at it, selling our services over our competitors is not always an easy task for us. It's certainly not for me. So I have a perfectionist mindset. I want to make sure the copy pops. I want to make sure that there's no grammar issues. I want to make sure it's elaborate, but to the point. And this is where ChatGPT can certainly help. I can punch in, write me a front page copy for my wedding photography website, and boom, 5 seconds, you've got a framework. Again, you can spice it up a little, but you've got yourself 90-95% the way there. Now, what about a sales or investment page where you provide your pricing packages? Well, I would say just lather, rinse, and repeat. You know, type in, write me an investment page for wedding photography packages of, let's say, $3,000, $5,000, and $9,000 options. Okay, I actually did this just to see what it showed me, and it's amazing. And I'm not going to read it off to you all, but seriously, in 10 seconds, I have a really good framework to put on my site. That's pretty incredible. Now, what if I wanted to blog to drive SEO to my site? Because as we know, blog posts do much better than just pure images in driving traffic to our site. But we don't have the time, the skill, or maybe even the interest in writing something unique. Well, if that sounds like you, punch it into ChatGPT and see what you get. You know, go ahead, type in, write me a blog post on what my couple should wear for their beach engagement photography photo shoot. And you will be floored by how much time you can save by simply using the template that they give you. Now, when it does come to SEO, if you just straight copy and paste, Google is not going to drive a whole lot of traffic to your site. I don't know how it knows, but it knows. So what you can do is you can reword everything or just tell ChatGPT to simplify that blog post by condensing it into bullet points. And then from there, you can just make it your own. But again, it's getting you 90% of the way there. You might have to do a little bit of legwork, but it is taking a lot of the big time-consuming aspects off your plate, such as what should I blog about? What talking points should I emphasize? What examples will I use? You know, maybe what keywords I should implement, etc. You know, a blog post that might normally take you hours to craft could now take you 5 minutes, and your self-perceived weakness as a writer could actually become an asset to you in short order. And the same thing goes for social media. If you don't know what to caption, you know, maybe punch in a request into ChatGPT. And same thing with long form content, such as YouTubing or podcasting. If you need a framework for a script, it is a really good starting point. And I even contemplated using a ChatGPT response entirely for this episode. So I actually punched into ChatGPT, what are the benefits for photographers to use ChatGPT? And I didn't use the list, but I very well could have, right? It wasn't a bad list at all. I just like to be unique in my actual writing. But I did ask it to generate me a list of 20 questions to ask a boudoir photographer for my upcoming interview. And amazingly, that list of questions is pretty damn good. So you can see how fast and easy this AI is in providing you a direction in your own content creation. Now, there are more benefits out there. I am sure of it. But right off the bat, you can expedite your ability to respond and serve your customers. You can ensure the accuracy of your services to your new leads with better contracts, better estimates, better invoices, whatever. And you can ultimately improve the time consumption on your marketing or your content creation. And I'm aware that there's a lot of pushback on AI, and ChatGPT is certainly not flawless and maybe not always ethical, depending on how you plan to use it. And that is a topic for another week. But let me just give you my 2 cents here to wrap this up. AI is not going away. In fact, it's probably only going to get faster, smarter, and more accurate over time. So I would look at this not from a perspective of how is this potentially hurting the industry or what jobs or skill sets is it possibly undercutting, but rather how can it take certain things off my plate and give me back some time, right? The traditional way is costing you in some fashion regardless anyways. You're either taking up a lot of time or your bandwidth doing it yourself, or you're hiring someone to outsource these duties to. I don't judge either decision in a negative or positive way on its own. Everyone makes their decisions based on what makes sense for them. And that's exactly how I see AI. You are not necessarily ahead of the curve for using it, nor are you foolish for not using it. I do not judge your character in any way. My recommendation is simply to look at it, be informed on what its capabilities and what its limitations are, and then make the call for yourself. And I think this is going to be a fascinating thing to monitor a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, just to see where this relationship with AI and creatives is going to take us. And like I said, we'll get into other forms of AI down the road. Today was specifically on ChatGPT, which who knows, may not even be the leading buzz term out there in 6 months from now. But I do think the essentials will apply to other competitors as they pop up. So that is my time for today. I very much look forward to getting more involved with AI as we go. Please like, subscribe, review this show on your favorite platform. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of your day, folks, and I will see you all next week. This episode of Entrepreneurs was brought to you by Bay Photo Lab. First-time orders receive 25% off on any professional photo printing product or service. Yes, I said 25%. Just go to bayphoto.com to browse the amazing selection of gifts, prints, and displays. That's bayphoto.com once again. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.